You're professionals. You can handle it. He put the flyer into a steep climb. One thing about an oceanic world, there was no worry about supersonic boom footprints stomping all over civic areas. He was doing Mach 2 by the time he was 15 kilometers away. Panic vanished from his affinity perception. Ordinarily, a contact would simply fade with distance until it was no more. But this was different, like steel shutters slamming into place. Oxley was over 150 years old. In his time, he'd visited almost 90% of the Confederation, and he had never known an Edenist habitat to react in such a manner. It was alien to the whole creed of consensual unity. He switched in the aft sensors. A luminous red pearl haunted the horizon, sending shimmer spears of light dancing across the black water. "What is—" The words dried up at the back of his throat. "Panic?" he demanded. "Panic? What's going on? What is that light?" The silence was total. There wasn't the slightest trace of the personality's thoughts left anywhere in the affinity band. "Syrinx?" "Nothing." "Inoni, something's happened on Pernic. Can you reach Syrinx?" "She is there," the worried Voidhawk answered, "but I cannot converse with her. Something is interfering." "Oh, heavens!" He banked the flyer round, heading back for the island. Affinity broadened out from the single tenuous thread to the orbiting Voidhawk, offering him the support of innumerable minds, combining into a homogenized entity, buoying him up on a tide of intellect. He wasn't alone, and he wasn't anxious any more. Doubts and personal fears bled away, exchanged for confidence and determination, a much-needed reinforcement of his embattled psyche. For a moment, flying over the gargantuan ocean in a tiny machine, he had been horribly lonely. Now his kind had joined him, from the eager, honored enthusiasms of 16-year-olds up to the glacial thoughts of the islands themselves. He felt like a child again, comforted by the loving arms of an adult, wiser and stronger. It was a reaffirmation of Edenism which left him profoundly grateful for the mere privilege of belonging. "This is Thalia Island, Oxley. We are aware of Pernic's withdrawal from Affinity, and we are summoning a planetary consensus to deal with the problem." "That red lighting effect has me worried," he replied. The flyer had dropped below subsonic again. Pernic gleamed a sickly vermilion 8 kilometers away. Around the planet, consensus finalized, bringing together every sentient entity in an affinity union orchestrated by the islands. Information, such as it had, was reviewed, opinions formed, discussed, discarded, or elaborated. 2 seconds after considering the problem, the consensus said, "We believe it to be Laton. A ship of the same class as the Yaku arrived last night and sent a space plane down to the island. From that time onwards, Pernic's communication has declined by 60%. "Laton?" The appalled question came from Inoni and its crew. "Yes." The Atlantean consensus summarized the information that had been delivered by a Voidhawk 2 days earlier. "As we have no orbital stations, our checks on arriving ships were naturally less than ideal, depending solely on civil traffic control, satellite platform sensors. The ship has, of course, departed, but the space plane remained. Pernic and its population must have been sequestrated by the energy virus." "Oh, no," Oxley cried brokenly. "Not him. Not again." Ahead of him, Pernic issued a brilliant golden light, as though sunrise had come to the ocean. The flyer gave a violent lurch to starboard and began to lose height. Syrinx watched the little flyer disappear into the east. The night air was cooler than she remembered from her last visit, bringing up goosebumps below her ship tunic. Mosel, who was dressed in a baggy sleeveless sweatshirt and shorts, seemed completely unaffected. She eyed him with a degree of annoyance. Macho, outdoors type. This Cleo was a lucky woman. "Come along," Isk said. "The family is dying to meet you again. You can tell the youngsters what Norfolk was like."
"I'd love to."
Mosel's arm tightened that bit extra round her shoulder, as they headed for the nearest tower. Almost proprietary, she thought.